in life, people rarely show you how to manage your finances. In business, almost nobody showed you, right? And I know you like, but you got a CPA. Yeah, but the CPA is looking at your money from a tax perspective, right? Your bookkeeper is looking at your money from an organization perspective. But I'm talking about how to really manage your money to multiply your money to millions, okay? And until I implemented this, man, my finances and my business was an absolute mess. And I'm going to share it with you today in this pod, all right? It was one book and one process that completely changed everything. Since I learned this, I've been sharing it with my colleagues who are also millionaires. They've implemented this in their business, and it forever changed the game for them as well. And so just from you hanging out on the pod with me today, I'm going to give it all to you. Hopefully you take it and apply it immediately, because it is something that you can do immediately. Welcome back to the Believers in Business podcast. I am your host, Brian Adamson. I appreciate all y'all that's been rocking with us on the audio as well as those watching right now. All I'm asking, if this bless you today, just share it with somebody. Is that fair? Like, is that too big of an ask? All right. All I want you to do is share, and of course, hit that notification and subscribe, though, if you want more content like this. I think about a time where, I don't know, 7 years ago, I made my first $1 million in my coaching business. We currently help coaches and consultants with their businesses, right? So if you're one of those, you definitely want to be in this place right now. I remember my finances being a mess, and I didn't know no better, right? I come from corporate America, transitioned from corporate America into full-time entrepreneurship. In a previous life, I'd invested in real estate. So the way in which you organize your finances running that type of business is even different than what I'm about to share with you guys today. I think about how we were making $1 million+, but it was just one big piggy bank. My business owners out there, as many of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. It was like one big piggy bank. So the money come in, you pay your marketing, you pay your salespeople, you pay your commissions, you pay all the things. And then what's left is kind of what's left until whatever's happened next, whether you got to pay some more stuff, whether you got to spend some money on some stuff, like all the things are happening out of your business bank account. And so after a couple years of doing it that way, which, by the way, for those of y'all that's probably watching, like, wait a minute, is that legal? It is, okay? However, while being legal is bad practice. But the point is, it's not setting you up for success by having your business be one big piggy bank. Regardless if you're paying your taxes on it, all the rest of it, that's beside the point. Until you tell your money where to go and give it a home, it will always walk away from you. Until you give your money a designated place to go, it will always walk away. It's impossible, I don't care how much money you get, to effectively manage and multiply money without strategically managing the money so you can multiply it. So after a couple of years of doing it the way I was doing it, one big piggy bank, making millions of dollars, I got frustrated, because regardless of what happened, it just always seemed like at the end of the day, we just kept coming back to this place where it just wasn't enough still. Like, man, I'm giving, I'm paying all the bills, I'm leveraging for marketing, I'm doing all the fundamentals, quote unquote, of business, but because of the way I was managing the back end, I just could never really see the fruit the way I should see the fruit. And so finally, I'm talking to one of my guys, fellow business owner, friend of mine. We were having like this small group, like Believers in Business, right? Before Believers in Business actually happened, I was a part of a small group with other business owners, right? So we get together, we talk about the Bible, we talk about all the different challenges we have in business, we pray for one another, etc. So one night, I'm over there, my buddy, he got like a $20 million company, right? Making 8 figures, he's doing really well. He was talking about this book called Profit First. So, oh yeah, we used that early on in our business, you know, before it got so big to where it is now, the type of corporation it is, the complexities, that don't work. But he was like, but it's a great place to start. And so some things are taught, other things are caught. I caught that just from being in the right room with the right people, having the right conversation. So I got very curious about it. So I go and I buy the book. I just so happened to be flying up to Detroit a couple of days later because I had to go up there and check on my apartment buildings. And so I'm geeking out on the plane listening to this audiobook. Now, I'm an audio guy. I read with my ears because I just read slow visually, I think because my mind wandered too much. So whatever, get the manuscript or the audio, but I'm going to give you the game on how you can implement this, whether you got the book or not. Okay. You can still go get the book for context if you want to. But it's called Profit First by Michael Michalowicz. And the book is distinctly designed for business owners because two issues business owners always have. They either don't pay themselves or they don't got money for taxes. Am I lying? Responsible business owner. We're going to make sure everybody on the staff get paid because we know that we can't make the money without them, right, as effectively and as efficiently. There may come a point in time where that narrative changes, but for the most part, that's the case if you got good people. So you're going to make sure everybody get paid. You're going to make sure all your bills get paid. You end up taking the brunt of that oftentimes and can't pay yourself. Or everything getting paid, but then you forgot that your man Uncle Sam was going to holler at you and he don't negotiate. You know what I'm saying? He want his paper. So then we end up in tax issues. I was intrigued by this profit first because, one, the guy Michael Michalowicz had went through this issue, right? Your best businesses are birthed out of your pain. I hope you know that, right? That's why we love coaching coaches and consultants, because oftentimes those businesses are birthed out of your pain, your trauma, your trials, tribulations, but also your triumphs, right? And if you could go and help other people and be a blessing to them so that they don't have to experience and go through all the things that you've been through, it get no better than that. There's no better way to make meaningful money than that, right? So I'm listening to the book, and that's what Mike is going through. That's why this book is so successful. He went through seasons of not being able to pay himself and all the things, right? Getting into trouble with taxes, all the rest of it. And then he developed this system. Hey, real quick, if you are a coach, consultant, business owner, aspiring business owner, you want to start making more money online. Maybe you stuck at that 5, 10, 20K a month ceiling. Maybe some of you are still in ideation mode. You're just like, I got to get out of this job. I know I got something in me I need to give birth to, but you can't quite figure out how to either scale it or start it. Make sure you come to our Purpose to Profits Challenge. My partner David and I are going to be showing you how to successfully grow your business online, helping you with content creation, helping you with marketing strategies, helping you with sales, fulfillment, the whole nine. Showing you our exact systems on how we went from not making six figures a year, not multiple six figures a year, but six figures a month and even sometimes six figures in a day. If that sounds like you, make sure you click the link in the description. Sign up for the challenge. General admission is only $17, all right? $47 for the VIP. If you want to spend 1 hour exclusively with David and I each day and ask all of your questions specifically, make sure you get the VIP ticket. We will see you there and get back to the episode. To effectively run a system, you're going to need 5 accounts. It'll be the same banking institution, same EIN number, but you're going to need 5 different accounts to segregate this money. Now, depending on your ability to stay disciplined in this, what I'm about to share with you, you may need to have different accounts in different institutions so that the money is not as easily accessible, so that you don't, in a crunch, go and transfer this money here and transfer that money there. I'm not telling you not be logical and reasonable, but what I also am telling you, the whole premise behind this is to help you to become more disciplined financially by giving all of your dollars a home and don't let them live with one another. They all got their own home for a reason. So the whole idea behind it is to keep all the money in this respective home and only pull from it when it's time to pull from it. Does that make sense? And listen to me. This is a guy that was making millions of dollars and was still miserable. There's a couple other reasons as to why I was miserable. But my point is, this was one of them. And when I put this in front of me, the worst year we had, which was around 400,000 over the last 7 years, that was the worst year we had. That year, me and my wife went on 7 different trips, and one of them was to Greece, where we spent 30 grand. We were over there for 2 weeks, went to Santorini, Mykonos, Athens, had a phenomenal time, and didn't come back looking at no credit card bills. Why? Because I was using profit first. So even in a bad year, quote unquote, right, our top line revenue was lower than it ever been, I still was able to take my wife on 7 trips, that none of which had to go on credit cards and have to worry about the bills afterwards because the money was there, right? So if that interests you, then you definitely want to lock in. We're going to put these up on the screen as well, but take notes. Sometimes we're looking for answers in life and they're sitting right in front of us and then we still miss the fact that it's actually the answer. What I'm about to share with you will change your life and your business and those around you if you implement it. Now, this is Believers in Business, so there's going to be one caveat to these accounts, but I'm going to tell you what account that I start with. That's the tithing account. See, tithing won't teach you stewardship, but it'll teach you ownership. The profit first, this is about to teach you some stewardship. Tithing reminds you of ownership. God is the owner. I'm going to give back to him what he asked me to. That's just off the rip. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of decades, and he has not failed me yet. So your tithing account, the money come in, you sit that to the side. By the way, the whole essence behind this process, beyond business budgeting, stewardship, all the rest of it, The real essence behind it is to make sure you, as the founder, as the owner, you always pay yourself first. That's why it's called profit first. Oftentimes, we pay everything else and then see what's left for ourselves. And if you keep running your business like that, you're going to burn out. The people around you won't have a good quality of life. You won't have a good quality of life. Ultimately, your business is going to suffer. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but good coaching is. If what I'm about to share with you already made sense for you, you would already be doing it. The whole reason why we're having this conversation is because you and myself did not automatically assume to do it this way. And we thought doing it the other way made more sense. And I'm here to tell you that doing it this way makes all the sense in the world. And it keeps you accountable. It keeps the people around you accountable. And it's really what a business should be. So tithing account number one for the kid. Number two, right after that, if you just guessed it, yes, you're going to pay yourself. I'll get into allocations at the end of this, okay? Because I know some of you are probably wondering, like, what percentages. I'm going to tell you what my preferred percentages are at the end of this, okay? I want to give you the accounts first, the reason behind the accounts, and then I'm going to give you the percentages that associate with those accounts. You could do with them as you want to. Your next account is going to be profit first. I call mine PF, okay? Because I put, like, names on each one of the accounts. So as I'm looking, I don't got to look at all the account numbers. I just look and see. So as money comes into the operations account, then I just send the money to the associated account. So your profit first account, right after you put your money in the tithe account, the profit first account is next. Okay, here's how the profit first account works. And you could do this how you want to do it. Okay, I found this to be really good because it teaches you more discipline and delayed gratification. So the profit first account, I don't touch mine but once a quarter. Whatever's in that profit first account, if the business is not carrying debt, if the business is not carrying a tax burden that I didn't allocate for, because some of y'all probably do pay your taxes quarterly, right? Or even if you don't, just the fact that you know you've built up enough into the tax account to where you should be in good shape, or you don't have an outstanding tax bill, you owe the IRS some money, then every quarter, that money that you put in that profit first account, guess what that becomes? A trip for you and hubby, a trip for you and wifey, a new car, whatever it is that you want to spend your money on without feeling guilty, that's what the profit first account becomes. Now, if you bad boy or girl throughout that quarter, you're going to have some bills you got to take care of as a result of that. But as long as you don't have, and again, this is how you do it however you want to, but as long as you don't have lingering debt that's suffocating the business and you don't have a tax burden or liability, then the money's yours every quarter. That's your quarterly distribution as an owner. So what you're doing is you're paying yourself first. But it's a delayed gratification. Why? Because it's once a quarter. But it's exciting as you're seeing that account build up week after week, month after month, and you know, you know what I'm saying? You be looking at quarter end like, hey, it's coming up. What are we about to do? We got 15, 20 grand in here that you didn't even feel though. See, it's different when all of a sudden you get an opportunity to go to Greece or Maldives or whatever, and you're like, man, it's going to be 20 grand for that trip. Having to think and plan for that trip to 20 grand feels way, or even worse, just writing a check right out the business. Been there, done that. That feels different and has a different impact on your business, and it has a different impact on you psychologically, emotionally, all the rest of it. Because money is spiritual, right? We know when we make bad money moves and bad financial decisions, something internally is off with us. We feel horrible as a result of it. We feel guilty. We feel shame. Or sometimes we just feel naked. It's almost like eating the fruit where you knew you shouldn't have did that, but you did it anyway. Now you're just hoping to God that he saved you. I mean, I know all too much about this now that I'm talking. This is almost like having a therapy session. But my point is, for me, I like doing it once a quarter because I like the delayed gratification. If I did it once a month, one, that churn happens too quickly. Two, probably not the best fundamentally because you need to see literally how your business did over the course of a couple months. I think doing it every 30 days is a little premature, and then you may use the money for something else and you need it for something else. I like the quarter. It gives you something to anticipate, give you something to look forward to, and you kind of gamify it. You like, how much money I'm going to put in this profit first this quarter, right? So you go hard. So that's the profit first account. By the way, if you are on payroll and you pay yourself a reasonable salary per IRS code, then the profit first does not take the place of your W-2 or your paycheck, and your paycheck don't take the place. This is for an owner distribution. So that's your profit first account. Third, your operating account. So this is the main account. Probably affectionately was titled the piggy bank account before, but we're going to change the name of it now. This is your operations account. This is the account where all the revenue comes into, and then that's where you make the distributions out of, right? That's where bills get paid. That's where all the things operationally happen for the business. So that's your operations account. That's pretty straightforward. The fourth account is going to be your savings account. Yes, you should be saving money first for the purposes of having some margin, right? Should anything happen to the business. Secondly, you should be saving it for the purposes of being able to make more investments into the company at different points in time, right? So you start getting to a point where you put an extra 20, 30, 40,000 in there a quarter, maybe things of that nature. It's like, okay, so what do we want to look at doing? Do we want to go buy another company? Do we want to spend more money on marketing? Do we want to go and do a PR run? Like, what do we want to do to enhance the business? Okay, that's what the savings account is for. And then your fifth account is a tax account. But I can tell you, after being on the other side of some ugly tax bills that had to get paid, just put the money in there, man. Just put the money in the tax account as it's coming in. Every single time you get some revenue, had everything going where it's supposed to go. Trust me, it won't be fun initially. It won't be fun in the moment, but you'll be so grateful for it later. Where you could look up at the end of the year and CPA like, yep, send me a check for $18,000 and it's already sitting in there. It ain't no better feeling. I'm going to quickly recap those five and then we'll talk about allocations. So number one, you a believer, you should have a tithing account. Self-explanatory. Number two, you need a profit first account. You're going to pay yourself first. Number three, you're going to get an operating account. Well, you probably got the operating account. You just need to look at it as that going forward. Number four, you're going to have a savings account. And number five, you're going to have a tax account. So now let's go back and talk about allocations. Well, tithing for the believer is how much? No, it's not 1%. It's 10%. See, I'm saying that's the problem with some of y'all right now. No, but it should be 10% or more, right? Whatever your preference is, or less if you're just getting started. Like God, yes, he told us 10% was the standard in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Jesus, you know, instructed us to give as a cheerful giver, whatever that means to you. Jesus didn't come to change the law. He came to complete it. So I just still believe 10% should be the floor, not the ceiling. That's just me. Your profit first account, depending on where you're at in your business, will determine where this percentage should be. Personally, I feel like I get 10% to God, I get 10% to myself. So here's the thing. I like doing 10% tithe, 10% profit first. Your taxes will be predicated on you and your CPA. I've had a lot of real estate hedge in the time that I've had other businesses that were very cash intensive. My tax strategy is different. Some of y'all need to put up the classic 30% in your tax account. Some, if you got a hedge, maybe you could put somewhere between 10 to 30% because you know, generally speaking, what you're going to look like from an owing perspective and all the rest of it. I leave that up to you, your CPA, and God to figure out. But I'm just giving you some context of how you could be thinking about this. And then your savings account, depending on how strong your profit margins are in your business, you may be able to put another 10% in savings. So just think about it. So if you're doing 10% in savings, 10% tithe, 10% profit first, and call it 20% in your tax account, that's 50% of your top line revenue. That leaves 50% for your operations. Everybody business don't run on that type of profit margins to be able to do that, which is why I'm telling you, you need to go back and reallocate. The one that I would not manipulate, though, me being you, is the tithe and the profit first and the taxes. When won't you go into jail? Okay, because then ain't none of this going to be any good for you getting in trouble with them people. I gave y'all the Cliff Note version, but I also gave you the execution plan. This is something you can do immediately. This type, matter of fact, put immediately in the comment if you're going to go and do this immediately. Not only would this reshape the way you look at your business finances, this is also a way that you can start to look differently at your personal finances. Got to get the money at home and don't let them live with one another. If some of y'all know you may be tempted to cut into that savings, put that in a different institution that's harder to get to. Whatever it is you got to do to understand yourself, to protect yourself from yourself so that you can better yourself, then you need to tell yourself to do that. All I ask, just give me a shout out when you do it and it works and it blesses your life the way that it blesses mine and others. And don't be stingy. Share it with somebody, a fellow business owner that you know could benefit from this. And I promise you, if you do it, it'll change your life.